happy before hustle. That is my motto. All right. We want you to create your happiness, design your happiness. None of this happens by accident. You, as you just said, Melinda, have to decide what you want, define what you want. What makes you happy? Are you not happy sitting on a computer all day, putting products on websites? Well, you probably don't want to be an online seller, right? Or you want to make sure that you have somebody that can do all that work for you so you can focus on other things. So deciding what makes you happy in your vocation, what lights you up, what gets you up in the morning, and then looking at what are the business opportunities that I can build on top of that? How can I create something that will give me the life that I want, not just today, not next week, but for the rest of my life.
3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Ending small business failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's the small biz lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Hi, everybody. I'm Melinda Emerson, the small biz lady, America's number one small business expert. And I am so excited to welcome you to a special National Small Business Week edition of the Small Biz Chat Live. Listen, we have an incredible show here for you today. Here on the Small Biz Chat Live, we are all about peer-to-peer mentoring. The mission of Small Biz Chat is to end small business failure. And today's show is about how to design your life and then design your business. We're all about giving you advice from multiple angles so that you can think about maybe a jewel or gem here that's going to help you take your business to the next level. So with that, let me introduce my guest, Donna Maria, the Lifestyle CEO. You know, she was content with a great job in Washington, D.C. as an attorney until she wasn't. After working on someone else's terms for a decade, she knew it was time to create a way to make a living on her own terms. So 22 years ago, she quit her job and launched the Indie Business Network, a coaching, mentoring, and training company serving American maker entrepreneurs. Today, she mentors entrepreneurs, teaching and training them on how to design a solid business platform that will create happiness and success, which can generate income for a lifetime. For more information, you can go to lifestyleceo.com. Donna Maria, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and happy Small Business Week, everyone.
Yeah, I am hyped. You know, this is like our week, right? Somebody's finally paying attention to small business. Hey, all right. So let's jump into it, Donna Maria. Tell me a little bit more about your origin story. I mean, you have so much to tell because I've known you for so long, but just tell me, what kernels can you tell us from how you got started on your entrepreneurial journey?
Melinda, thank you so much for asking that question. It's a fun journey, but in a nutshell, it started when I realized that I didn't want to work the way everybody else wanted me to work. There was a certain way that my career path as an attorney traditionally went, and I was about to get married and have children, and I didn't like what I saw for myself. I had been happy doing it. I was thankful for a job. Believe me, it was a good job, but I was not able to live on my own terms without children. I knew once I had them, it was going to be more of the same. So I looked around for jobs that maybe I could share, maybe part-time jobs. I couldn't find one. So Melinda, I realized I was going to have to create it myself. And that's what I did. So that's in a nutshell how I went from working for someone else to working for myself and working for my members.
So tell me about the Indie Business Network. What is it, and who are your typical members?
Our members are American maker entrepreneurs. So when you go to a market or when you go to a store and you see products that you can't buy at big box stores that are made with local ingredients, made by local people, families, moms, dads, kids, people that have their own businesses who are running them on their own terms, right? They're working for themselves. They create amazing products that you can't get on every street corner. That's who we serve. They make bath and body products. They make artisanal food products, like all the jams and jellies and ketchups we like to put on your omelets, right? That's not the stuff that you can get at all the stores. These are the high-level artisan products that are uniquely and batch made. That's who Indie Business Network members are.
Wow. And so your organization was actually like one of the first membership organizations online, right?
I think actually it was the first. January 16th, 2000, I don't know anybody that had a recurring revenue membership business on January 16th, 2000. I've looked, I've tried to find the companies that were doing that, and I haven't been able to find them. I'm open to seeing who they are, but I think we're the first. We processed renewal payments by hand when we started. There were no automated renewals. Merchant service companies wouldn't let you do that back then. So we had to actually do it by hand. So we have grown this business, my team and I, from doing everything by hand to seeing how everything has advanced. It's a whole lot easier to process those payments now. And we obviously use the technology, but we started with an idea and a calculator and a phone. That's how we processed everything.
Oh, wow. No, I can appreciate that because I started my business in 1999 and I do remember how stuff was back in the day. So you describe yourself as a lifestyle CEO. What do you mean by that? And how does that fit into the idea of, you know, creating income, you know, for life?
Melinda, a lifestyle CEO is a person who is the CEO of their life and their business. When you combine those two things together and you lead them both, and they are balanced and integrated so you can leverage your life with your business, that's what we do as lifestyle CEOs. And lifestyle CEOs operate according to seven core values: freedom, flexibility, fun, fitness, family, finances. That's what we operate according to. So all of those things, and the seventh one is focus, right? So when you put all those things together and you create a life that you want and you build a business on top of that, instead of what we see people traditionally do, which is start a business and then a few years later kind of go, this is not fitting my life. Like that's a lot of times what we do with jobs. We get a great job and then we go, how am I going to get the kids? How am I going to do daycare? How am I going to do all this stuff? So a lifestyle CEOs set their sights on what they want their lives to look like, and then they build a business around that.
And I love to hear that because one of the first things that I always tell people when they say, hey, I want to start a business, I'm always like, whoa, whoa, what I need you to do first is figure out what you want and why you want it. And then let's figure out this business you want to start, because I want you to start a business that's going to allow you to live your dream life. So I'm in perfect alignment with what you're saying. Now to your point that you just made, though, I know there's a lot of people out here running businesses that they may be happy with the money, or they may even be struggling to make the money, but they're unhappy with their lives as entrepreneurs. And a lot of that comes from, you know, in the early days of a business, you kind of feel like your business is running you, you know, instead of you running it. But eventually that's got to stop, right? I mean, how do you transition and get off of that hamster wheel of stress that business really can easily become?
Melinda, that's such a good question. And the bottom line is that lifestyle CEOs think differently. Okay, we think about our lives first. We do not have a microwave mentality. We have a crock pot mentality because we know the spaghetti that's made in a crock pot tastes better than the spaghetti that's made in a microwave, right? So what we want to do is not create, ooh, I had a $10,000 launch. No, we want you 25 years from now to still be making money, like not a pie in the sky sort of thing. So essentially, happy before hustle. That is my motto. All right. We want you to create your happiness, design your happiness. None of this happens by accident. You, as you just said, Melinda, have to decide what you want, define what you want. What makes you happy? Are you not happy sitting on a computer all day putting products on websites? Well, you probably don't want to be an online seller, right? Or you want to make sure that you have somebody that can do all that work for you so you can focus on other things. So deciding what makes you happy in your vocation, what lights you up, what gets you up in the morning, and then looking at what are the business opportunities that I can build on top of that? How can I create something that will give me the life that I want, not just today, not next week, but for the rest of my life, as long as I want to work. And you can build on that. Once you have a solid core, you can build multiple income streams on top of that. But you've got to remember that happy before hustle.
That really sounds like a t-shirt line, Donrea. I hope you got some merch coming. I mean, I want to get one, that's for sure. So in that vein, what are the first things that you need in order to build a business that generates, you know, income for a lifetime? What do I need to have?
Well, first of all, you need to know what's going to make you happy. So think about what you want your life to look like. Once you know that, you need to look around at what the opportunities are. Like, how are other people that have the life you want to have, or their components of their lives that you want, what are they doing? How are they making money? Success leaves clues. So there's nothing new under the sun, right? There's very little new under the sun. And these days, unlike when I started my business, everything is out there. Like, if you want to be like that person's business, all you have to do is follow them on Instagram, subscribe to their newsletter, listen to their podcast. The whole business model is practically laid out for you. So you have to pay attention. And when you see an example of something that you would like to strive for, look under the hood, see what's going on, and then you can build something around that. The next thing you need is you need some sort of recurring revenue source. You have to build something that you don't have to actually all the time do something to get the next sale. You want to have either membership, subscription, recurring revenue. It can be called different things depending on your business model, but you want that level of predictability in your business because you want that level of predictability in your life. So those are a couple things to do to get started.
So is there a specific type of business model that you recommend?
Membership. Yes, membership. M-E-M-B-E-R-S-H-I-P. Okay. Because, and I will tell you, look, I didn't know anyone who was doing this before I did it, but here's what was happening to me. I had a business and I was selling products, and my products were reasonably okay, but I was meeting a lot of other people that had products that were better than mine. But you know what? I could sell my mediocre products. They didn't know how to sell theirs. They had products that were better than mine. They were coming to me for marketing advice. So I finally took the hint and realized nobody was going to buy my sugar scrub. Nobody was going to buy my candles, but they would buy my marketing advice. And what I noticed was they were all asking the same questions. So I was saying the same thing over and over again. And I thought, how can I talk to hundreds of people at a time who all have the same question and, you know, help a lot of people and, like, you know, not have my mediocre sugar scrub sitting out there. So I set up, a freeconferencecall.com. My girlfriend, who was an herbalist, she set up a website, which is hilarious today. We have screenshots of it. And we set up a membership. It was free. I had seven people to be my, I called them seed members. They helped me plant the seed. They told two friends. Membership was free for 90 days. And on day 91, Kathleen Lewis in New York City joined the Indie Business Network. And I knew I was onto something.
I love that. I love that story. That's such a good story because you paid attention to what was going on. I said, wait a minute. I can bottle and sell this. Hold on. So I love that. So, I mean, you're basically answered my next question already. So do you have to have products to be successful in business? So we now know the answer is no to that. I think you already demonstrated that to me, but your team is remote. And so I want to talk to you about managing a remote team and how that works for your membership business.
Well, when I started my business, I was nursing. I had two of them hanging right here. And I didn't get out a lot. Like, you know, my getting out was to the Target, right? And that was a vacation for me. So I realized I needed help. And I realized that I wasn't going to get it locally because I just didn't know anybody to ask, but I did have the internet. So I went searching. I found a company called Assist U, A-S-S-I-S-T and the letter U. Anastasia Bryce, she still leads it today. She's a lifestyle CEO. She got income for life. Okay. So I went to Assist U, and I think I found her because she was a guest on my podcast. I've been podcasting since 2005. Like, I don't even think it was called podcasting then. But anyway, she was one of my very first guests. She told me about her business. And I said, well, I need one of those virtual assistants to assist me. She gave me the link. I applied. Someone in Indiana named Ginger became my first virtual assistant. And once that happened, it was like, I needed an assistant for something else and something else. So today we still have a very small team all across the country. No one lives in the same place as me, but with technology, it has become easier and easier. And we work with people who are lifestyle CEOs. Like, they want the same kind of lifestyle that we have. It's not, their business models aren't exactly like mine, but they believe in the happy before hustle. And is one of our core values as a company to make sure that one of the things that attracts people to us is the freedom and flexibility that they have when they work with the Indie Business Network.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, we're going to be back with Donna Marie in just a moment. She's going to give us more information about how you can put happy before hustle. And we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Melinda Emerson, Small Biz Lady, and I want to welcome you to Small Biz Lady University. Our mission here is to end small business failure. So all of the courses here are about two things: how to become your own boss, or how to make money online. So that's what we do here. So whether you want to learn about email marketing and sales funnels, or you're ready to get started with social media selling, or if you're really just getting started with e-commerce, you might want to jump into our How to Sell and Market Online course. Either way, if you want to learn how to become your own boss and do it well, I have everything you need here at smallbizladyuniversity.com. If you have any questions or have any technical problems getting signed up, just email us at support@melindaemerson.com. Take care.
Welcome back to the Small Biz Chat. I'm Melinda Emerson, your host, the Small Biz Lady, and I am so excited to talk more with Donna Maria, Lifestyle CEO. All right, Donna Maria, you have sold all of us on the happy before hustle. So tell me, what are the 7 core values of Lifestyle CEO? What are they?
The 7 core values are freedom, flexibility, fun, fitness, finances, family, and focus. When you put those 7 core values together and you build a business around those core values, then you are able to articulate what you want. I'm not going to accept any opportunities that conflict with any of those 7 things. I'm not going to start an income stream or a new brand or what have you that conflicts with any of those things. If I can't continue to have freedom, flexibility, fun, if I can't focus, if it's a distraction, for example, it may be a great idea, but I can't stay focused on what my focus is if I'm also doing all the, you know, chasing all the squirrels and so forth. So those are the 7 core values. And everything that we do in our business and everything I do personally as a leader of my business, as the CEO, have to be commensurate and consistent with those 7 core values, or I don't do them. That's it.
I think that's a very specific and brave position to have, because I think some people feel afraid to turn down things and to turn down business. Just like people are afraid to niche. So I understand what you're saying, but I want to switch gears with you a little bit. So how can you engage with your customers and prospects in a unique way as a lifestyle CEO?
Well, I think one of the ways is to leverage your brand personality. Right? So people do business with people they trust. And so if you are in a position of leadership, right, which you have to be if you have a business, because sales is about leadership, you have to influence people to buy things. So if you are able to then leverage your personality and also leverage your team, so it's not just you, it's also your team. And here's the magic of a membership business, Melinda. You also get to leverage the experience of your members. You get to leverage the experience of your brand community, okay? Because when people who are in your target audience see your members and they are similarly situated to them, guess what those people do? Oh, what is that? That's the first question is, what is that? What is she a member of? What is that, right? So they're curious. Then they come over and they take a look, right? That's the first step. You got to get people to stop and take a look. Once they stop and take a look and they go, oh, well, I see why my friend who has a business similar to mine is interested in that. Let me take a further look. Let me subscribe. Let me follow. Let me comment. Let me do some free thing and see what happens next. Oh, well, she was right. How smart am I to do what my friend has done, I'm going to look even further. And so you amplify the experience, is what I'm saying. It starts with you as the vision. You have the vision, but you duplicate that vision using the power of other people. And that vision, once duplicated, can be seen by other people who are in your target audience. And once you have the opportunity to connect with them, then you have the opportunity to influence them so you can serve them and they can become a part of the community as well.
Love it. Now, last question. What is the best business advice you've ever received?
Gosh, let me see. Design success on your own terms. Like, it doesn't just happen. And just because you're good at it, just because you like it, just because you're passionate about it, doesn't mean that that vision is going to carry the day. You need to roll up your sleeves and you need to get busy, because the idea of success and Instagram wind blowing in your hair and you're looking all gorgeous, it looks good. Okay. Don't be a hollow point bullet. Okay. In other words, a shiny bullet with nothing on the inside, but when it gets in, it explodes, right? You don't want to be that. You want to be the person of substance. You want to be the person that people can count on, because they know when they choose you, they are getting substance. And that requires you to put the work in.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Donna Maria. I really appreciate all of your valuable insight about being a lifestyle CEO. I'm Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady, and I will leave you with this. You never lose in business. Either you win or you learn. All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Small Biz Chat podcast with Melinda Emerson. For more resources and small business success strategies, visit succeedasyourownboss.com. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday.